Giger. Chibis.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house with me, Big Timmy, the guy that hosts the podcast and does all the podcasty bits. Joining me this week, as ever, is my wonderful wife, Lady Giggles.
Hello.
And we have our regular special guest because we can't get any.
I'm not so special anymore.
Yeah.
our other child, Jess Chicken.
Hey.
I didn't give you a chance to say that you were a potato or something.
That's fine.
I was like, you don't get that now.
No, I get it at the end, don't I?
Oh, fuck.
Because you force us to say our names and I refuse.
You don't want to be identified
after
all the horrible things you've said. So, we have a rather special podcast today. I think it's special because you've brought something amazing, haven't you?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, no. What is it? What a wonderful surprise!
Bye then.
That's all we've got time for. Okay. That's all we've got time for this week. I'm Big Timmy.
This is a nice, quick, sweet, simple one.
Yeah, don't forget all our social media shit. Yeah, and like it. Jess Chicken 87 on Twitch, right? Wow, a minute and a half.
Feels like half hour. No, I was hoping to get this done before Halloween, for Halloween, but it didn't quite happen. So now it's a Nightmare Before Christmas type thing. I was writing a creepy pasty, or creepy pasta, as you guys may know, which is basically a horror story based on pop culture. That's basically what a creepy pasta is. And then I brought it out to my viewers on Twitch to see if they were willing to also add bits in. And they were more than willing.
Excellent.
Oh, fantastic.
There are deliberate spelling mistakes and deliberate bad grammar, because that's what you tend to find on creepypastas. Yeah. Is not deliberate, but they actually put it in because it's probably written by like someone who doesn't speak English for the first language or whatever.
Or like young kids who are about...
Yeah.
Who don't really...
Which is about maybe 90% of the creepypastas on there.
Yeah, because some of them are just like... They just go to like blurred and hyper-realistic. Like, they'll be playing Pokemon and hyper-realistic corpse will appear. And like, what? On a Game Boy screen? Have you seen a Game Boy screen?
I made sure to add just a couple like little references or nods to some previous pods that have happened.
And hopefully I'll remember them.
And just a couple in-jokes with us as well.
Nice.
Tim wants to read it, but you may get confused. I want you to read it just like normally. Try not to speed through it, because then you might miss bits.
Right.
And there's areas where there's no commas, so it's all one breath.
Wow. Oh my god.
There's only one area where a full stop is in the wrong place, so that might confuse you.
We like confusion. Yeah.
And try not to get right to the end. Don't spoil it for yourself. Obviously read to the end, but don't glance it first. Just go for it.
So this is Zelda.s.exe
because it sounds like sexy.
The Forgotten Quad Force. Ooh.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a book that my brother got me where it's like a Zelda. It was basically the Triforce Wars, it was called.
Yes.
And it was like, it was a really bad fan fiction, but it was a book. And we were like, I was like, this is amazing. And it was so bizarre because, like, at one point, somebody stabbed somebody right in the anus, like, and then slid the knife out of his anus, and you're like, oh, God.
Lovely.
And I think Ganondorf ended up being the best man.
He did.
And he Ganondorf as well just sort of was like, yeah, I'm evil, but I'll join you. And then he was the best man at Link and Zelda's wedding.
Oh, so, I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, we'll have to read it out because it is fucking magical. Right, so Zelda.exe.
Yeah.
The Forgotten Quad Force. Yes, that's right. As in,
As right in writing.
Writing. The Triforce was never a Triforce to begin with. It has always been a Quad Force. I've actually heard this theory as well. Where I was listening to it, I was like, there's a missing piece of the Triforce, the middle part. You're like, fuck off. A force to be reckoned. Wreck.
Say it how it's spelled.
Reconned with.
That's right.
We were led to believe the Triforce had two pieces of. What? We were led to believe the Triforce had two pieces of Triforce. However, there's long been a forgotten fourth.
Spell F-O-R-F.
Fourth. Sure, it was powerful when the three pieces were reunited. What? There's only two before. The Triforce of Wisdom on the left. To the left was the Triforce of Courage. Oh my god, so it's like the left and then to the left of that. Sorry. This is going to be a long one. To the left. The Triforce of Wisdom on the left. To the left was the heart. To the left was the Triforce of Courage. And the third piece on the left held up by the bottom two. It's the Triforce of Power. Sorry, I'm just imagining he's going to the left. I'm like, that's fucking brilliant.
I kind of want to animate it.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you should, actually.
However, the heart of the Triforce remains Miss Tori. The missing fourth piece in the centre, forgotten by man and time and man... The centrepiece of the Triforce of Death in the centre. For some reason, it's gone to a new sort of thingy. It's just gone down. When reunited, brought together. That old guy that really threw me off. Triforce of Death in the centre. When reunited, brought together Death. Because there's a full stop.
Yeah,
brought
that's together, the full step in the wrong place.
Back together as one. Brought together, back together as one. The four pieces create the true relic of great power. The Quad Force! Held only by a being of equal magnet tube. A creature of darkness and despair to rival that of Ganon himself. The creature they call... Tingle!
Tingle! Yay!
Oh, here we go. Ready? I'm a huge fan of the Zelda franchise. And I know everything there is about Zelda. How he became the hero of time. How he defeated the evil Gandalf. And of course, how Zelda rescued the princess. I play all Zelda games except for all of them, which I haven't. Can I try to read that sentence? I play all Zelda games, except for all of them which I haven't, apart from the ones I have played. This is fucking genius. I'm going to have to try and do a straight reading of this later as well. One day, I bought a new game I have never played or bought before. It was a Zelda game.
Is it bought or brought?
Brought, sorry.
I'm playing on the words that I hate people using is brought as in buying. And then
one day I brought a new game I have never played or brought before. It was a Zelda game. I could tell it was hacked because the cover art was a giant troll-like creature made of stone and flesh. The game was called Shadow of the Colossus. I brought it round my friend's house and said, "Hey, bro, I got this yeet copy of Zelda from shop. It is hacked." I said, he said, "Brah, that's not Zelda. That's Shadow of the Colossus." He replied. I said, "Nah, mate, you know mean? This is hacked Zelda, brah." We put the CD in the cassette player, and sure enough, it was Shadow of the Octopus. And not Zelda. How could my day get any worse? I was wrong. I brought it back to the cashier. the cashier.
Cashier.
That was a lady woman. Allowed me to bring it in for refund, which I did, and I bought the Legend of Zelda mishcap.s.exe. I knew it was hacked before, as in B with the number 4 after it. Well, the word for 4. Oh, where? Oh, I lost it now. I bronked it because the case had dried blood stains on it and had the words hacked copy on its label. Okay. As my hand caressed the empty case, which was download only, but you've got to keep the case anyway, once blopped to the till. Oh my god, I've got that game. I've got a game like that. The lights pipped and all was darkness, and as the sun shone through. Wow.
Bit of a contradiction there.
A shape formed in the shadows, casting only the faint colour of green and red. Dad, I said softly, into the early depths within. But it was not my dad! My mind filled with the echoed voices of those who had died before. I know this because I'm a huge fan of Zelda.
Nice.
Oh my god. I heard a terrible sound I could not hear that day, which I will never forget, but I did.
I heard a sound I couldn't hear.
I went home to my friend's house and said, brah, 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 I got it this time. The actually hacked copy. I then knocked on the door, but nobody come. Come as in. Yeah. C-U-M. To make it sexy.
And there's a space as well, so it's no body come.
No body come. Oh, no body come. The door was locked, so I could open it from the inside. Looking around, there was no other way in, apart from the first floor window held ajar. As in, it held a jar. I climbed up the downpipe and shuffled myself over to the window. Over two window, sorry. I was screwed because of how high I was, but not because I was high, but because I was high. I reached for the open window and my foot slipped, causing me to lose balance. Luckily, I did not lose my balance, and I managed to fall through the window. So that I went through the window into my friend's parents' bedroom. As I lay there on the floor, I hurt my leg. So he's lying on the floor, he's like, ow! I punched myself in the leg! All was silent, apart from a mysterious, muffled noise coming, as in ejaculating, from outside the room. I listened harder. Scott, I shouted. That's a quote. Scott, I shouted. End quotes.
Oh yeah, because I put it actually in his words. Yeah, so he actually said it.
There was no reply.
Scott, I shouted.
I got down from the. I got down from up the floor, and I pooched the door. The sound sounded. Like the sound sounded like the sound or moaning sounds of like of pain. Pain moans. What if Scott was hurt? I thought, wondering. What if Scott was?
It's already tripping you up.
What if Scott was hurt? I thought. I wondered, thinking. I left the bedroom and. Heathered.
As in the name Heather.
Okay. Heathered down the hall. She's like, I'm Heather. where is it? Heathered down the hall where the man's got louder. I heathered down the hall where the man's got louder. Oh, God! I brainstormed. Okay, Scott really is in trouble. Without further ado, I kicked the door down open and burst in. Scott! I shouted loudly with my mouth. Ah! Said Scott, he said, jumping out of his bed scared. That scared me, Alan. Don't scare me like that. It was scurry. I would have apologised if it wasn't for the flapping, deflated balloons swinging down below. Hey, Scott, where are your trousers? I confused. Scott looked embarrassed as he realised the situation. Sorry, bruh, I was Sega masturbating. Oh, that's what I'm going to call it from now on. I was Sega masturbating, and then you barged in. What? I shouted loudly. But why? He interrupted. That's not important right now. What's that in your hand? Do you mean this hand? I said, whilst holding out my empty hand. Don't be such an Alan, Alan. Yes! You know what meant. Ha ha, I laughed. Sorry, I could not help myself. It's actually hacked copy of Zelda. No way, bro! Yeah, way, bro! We gleamed at the sight of the game case in our nerd. Bonus hardened. We gleamed at the sight of the game case as our nerd bonus hardened. It was awesome. There stood in the centre was Zelda in his green dress wearing his trademarked green hat. Trademarked. Only the hat had a face. We marbled at the cover art for a while until we saw him in the background. Po King, his head out of the yellow flower, was another creature withering green. His eyes were completely black, apart from the red bits in the middle. As I made eye contact, I could feel something unnatural against me. Something unnerving, something moist. I looked down, comma. Ugh!
Shreked?
Shreked, yeah. Shreked. I'm just joking. Ugh! I shreked, jumping back. Scott, put some pants on or something. Oh, sorry, mate. I didn't mean to brush my Deku Nuts on you. I'm calling them Deku Nuts from now on. It was then I felt someone watching me. I locked at the gay case and the man in the flower was gone. I looked around for him and noticed he was now in the bottom left-hand corner of the case staring at me, wearing an opponent costume. His eyes were cum bleeding, and his smile kept up the side of his eyes. It was then I heard a scurry sound. The words, Kulum Limpa! Let's go, Alan. Put the cart wedge into the Game Boy Advance, and let's play already. Scott demanded, now wearing trousers. I knew I shouldn't. Every ounce of me peed with me not to play it. But I did anyway, because that would be boring ending for the story if I didn't now, wouldn't it, Tim? I agree, yeah. Whoa! Alan, stop being an Alan! You can't break the fourth wall like that, said Scott. I jumped into the air and slam-dunked the likely cursed game cart wedge into the Grand Boy Advance and smashed the power on. Boop! Yeah! Now this shit's getting real. However, it turned on the game boil, was broken, and we couldn't play the game. The end. Or is it? No. No? I guess no. The brand boy shook. The brand. I love the way it changes every time. The brand boy shook and shuddered in my hands. Blood seeped out onto the floor, staining the carpet. Stupid piece of crap, I shouted as I threw it out the window and smashing it on the stoned ground below. Stoned ground? Oh well. My bum boy! Shouted Scott. But it was too late. I turned to look at Scott and apologised, but it was too late again. Scott, with scared eyes, held his stomach, gritting his teeth. I look down to see a knight sticking out. A knight? And holding the knight was a hand with a green arm. The beast was here in the room. But it can't be, I thought to Alan, which is myself. He's just a computer grum character. But I was too late. Behind my friend stood the demon himself. Tingle! Released from the custard game, smashed outside below. It must have been holding him prisoner somehow. And now I have released him. But I was too late. Holy Jesus Christ, the game boiled is satanic. I shrieked.
I shrieked.
I shrieked. There we go. apologies for those at home. As I stood still, watching, doing nothing, while my friend was gutted in front of me, Tingle cutting out his bladder and inflating it into inflating it with air to add to his collection of balloons behind him. The Bane Boil now floating to the ceiling, right out of nowhere from outside. Tingle, Tingle, with death in his eyes and a scurry smile, tilted his tormented head at me and said in a spine-tingling voice, Tingle, Tingle, Kulum Limpa! Soon you will draw your friend, and I will float with your balloon. Baboon, sorry. I pooped. did he poop out his gutter? Looking around the room and grabbing the first thing I find. It wasn't much, but it may be enough to slow him down. Jumping forward, I strike with a plastic spoon as a weapon which I held. If only I aimed a little higher. The spoon shattered as it hit the floor. So he's just like, yeah, oh, I hit the floor.
If only I aimed higher.
Tingle danced with evil humour, throwing confetti made from shards of bone from his victim's bones and vanishing from sight. However, I knew he was still in the building because there was an unnatural darkness around the house and I could hear Tingle saying, I'm still here, in the house, downstairs, in the sitting room specifically. He's like, I'm still here, don't leave.
In his room specifically.
I creepily stalked down the stairs, not knowing what to expect, as in the letter X.
Expect.
As I enter this sitting room, to my horror and surprise, I see my mum sitting on the sofa on her phone, don't giving a crap. Tingle is nowhere to be seen. Cankles line the room. Cankles? Is it like fat ankles?
I guess so.
Okay. With its early light gently glowing in the darkness. Red wax melting down the walls onto the floor like blood, because it was blood. But mixed with wax. I looked around for any sign of the Tingle, but as I turn to my right, my vision gets fuzzy, like the white fuzzy stuff on TV when no channel is on. Could it be? I was wrong. Okay, fair enough. Towering in the room was the Vision himself, but not Vision from the Marvel series, but Slender Man, but, as in the butt,
yeah.
Slender Man. He had dragons for hands. Yay! I was so screwed, I pooped a skeleton.
Yay!
But I should not have put Scott's hamster up my butt last month. I turn around to see Tingle floating over me. Wait, you put Scott's hamster up his butt?
That's why he pooped out a skeleton.
Oh, that makes sense.
Danny, Danny skeleton.
I turned around to look away from Slender Man and felt something...
To be fair, it rotted very quickly.
Drip onto my face. D-R-I-O-P.
Driop.
Driop, yeah, okay.
Felt something driop onto my face.
Onto my face.
Lovely.
And then,
sounds sticky.
Driop onto my face from above me, which was above me. I slowly look up to see Tingle floating over me with his bladder balloons.
Baboons.
Baboons, sorry. His bladder baboons. His mouth widened with sharp teeth. As he rubbed thick blood into his nose.
Onto his nose.
Onto his nose. Sorry,
that's why he's got a red nose.
I'm so nervous.
I forgot that I didn't explain that bit, so I put it in there.
I'm so nervous, scared, screwed from reading this.
You don't want to poop a skeleton.
I'm holding it in. To be fair, he was not looking at me though. He was looking at Slenderman. Oh my god, this is about to get sexy. The bulge in his red pants, which he wore on the outside of his green condom suit, tightened. Tentacles grew out from Slenderman's back and he started to reach towards me and my mum, who was still on her phone. Wow, she's just like every mum in Creepy Press, is not giving a shit. Suddenly, I heard something shoot. Something like an arrow. Could it be? Could Zelda have also... Escapee, the curse game? No, it was one of Tingle's baboons. He released the air inside, which screamed as it escaped from the human bladder, H-E-W. I'm there going like, as in Hugh, obviously. propelling Tingle forward at speed towards Slenderman. The battle was long and gruesome and was over instantly. Oh my god, it's so long and also finished. Tingle had torn Slenderman apart, cutting out his blackened bladder for the greatest baboon ever. Slenderman reached for Tingle's face but was cut short with a knife. Kulum Limpas! Screeched Tingle as he sliced Slenderman's arms clean off his arm. So he's literally holding a knife.
Yeah,
and he's like, nice there, like, help! And his Slenderman's arms come off. Like, that's cool. That's a good visual.
Yep.
Kula Limpa! Screeched Tingle as he sliced Slenderman's arm clean off his arm. Wow, there's a lot of arms. Now, where were we? Shuddered Tingle as his head turned 180 degrees and looking right at me. It was then I heard sounds of bones breaking as Tingle's neck snapped.
So his head turned 180 and that just snapped.
His limp body falling to the floor. It was candles. It was finally over. Tingle, the demon of the flower triforce of death, was no more. Only things did not feel right. The blood, candles, the darkness around the house, it was still there. It was then my mum stood up, looking at me with hollow eyes of nothingness because she had no eyes. You should have liked me profile, Alan. Mum spluttered in a disturbing voice. You should have swiped right, Alan. I screamed, scared, knowing what was to come. The greatest evil of them all. Mum reached over to the top of her head and unzipped the flesh from her body.
This sounds vague.
Revealing
familiar.
The true demon of the Quad Force. Groomer Girl!
I thought that sounded vaguely familiar.
The end. Question mark? Yes.
There you go.
That is that's the greatest story I've ever read. Nothing's going to compare to that ever again.
No one's going to sleep at night now.
No.
We're too screwed.
Grover Girl has the
advantage.
Piece of the Quad Force.
I like the fact that the you should have swiped right, Alan. It's like, no! That was fantastic.
All was darkness as the light from the sun shone through.
If there's anyone out... is there anyone in particular you'd like to thank for their contributions?
I should have actually made the notes of their names. So I do apologise.
Tut.
I remember Dragon Soul definitely did give some pointers. Wallach did, and I completely forgot and didn't actually put it in there. On Discord, he said that I wanted a point where he would throw a pot and an angry cuckoo would come out instead of a rupee. And he would get attacked by cuckoos.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
I think there was viewers called Mangle. There was a couple of others. I'm going to have to... I will definitely thank them on stream. And also in the next pod as well. But yeah, I should have made note of their name. I did remind myself and then I forgot.
Well,
so I suck in that sense, so I do apologise.
Well, look, guys, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. That was that was fantastic.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. And wow, what a great story. I think my life has been changed forever.
Scorch and Slightly Sonen also, they chipped in, and there are also other streamers that I follow. So definitely go check them out. Dragon Soul is also a streamer. He only streams World of Tanks or something like that.
The tank game.
It's from
obviously. The tank game. World of Tanks. Isn't that the tank game? Like, yes.
Where you drive tanks.
It's sort of in the title tip.
So, yep. Go check him out. Definitely recommend it.
That's your recommendation for this week, guys. Go and watch some Twitch streamers.
Slightly Sonen and Dragon Soul.
And don't forget to check out Jazz Chicken 87 as well if you're not already watching.
Check me out.
You can check him out. He's got an Instagram profile where he posts his pictures of his butt and he's always there. Like might feel sexy, might delete later sort of thing.
With enough likes, I'll delete.
Yeah, with enough likes, I'll delete.
I haven't deleted one yet.
Whole four likes. Don't forget to check out our social media. I might as well end it there because I think that's a perfect thing. Thank you so much for listening, guys. And don't forget to check out all our social medias, as I mentioned. There's some YouTube stuff that we're going to do more videos for, I'm sure, at some point. And, yeah, we love you. So I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles, who hasn't had much from input, but never mind.
And I'm Tingle.
Woo! Get out of my house!
I turn my head 180 degrees and just snap my neck.
Oh, no,
oh, God.
I was going to carry it on then, and I thought, what would be a funny moment now? He dies. Because like, he turned his head in an unnatural way.
It was... I love it. I want it framed.
What, Tingle's corpse?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Okay, interesting.